Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal and at Parr Show. Now, at Russ Parr Show, that is. Did you hear about this?
Why?
LeBron James opting out, and a player, one of his teammates, may be upset about it.
Uh-oh.
Plus, a top NBA prospect, a suspect, had to be questioned by police. But first, a Uruguayan player bit an Italian player in the World Cup at the 80-minute mark trying to preserve a tie. Got away with it, too. The refs missed it, actually. But
how?
FIFA is now investigating. And from what I understand, it's not the first time he bit somebody.
So. Third
but
time.
How do you get away with it? Why didn't they just look back at the tape?
Well, they don't do replays.
Nope. Only on goals.
No replays. So he could be banned, though, from this. He probably messed up. He thought he probably mastered the art of biting. Mike Tyson to get away with it.
Nah, what would make you do that, though? What would make
you
do that?
He's been caught every time. He's been suspended twice before because of this.
Just trying to preserve a tie, trying to get to the next round, the knockout round.
Right, because right after that, the play, they scored a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other team was confused. Like, what? I would be like, whoa.
But they were playing a man down, too, so he was trying to make up for the extra man. All right, LeBron James opting out of Miami, leaving 2 years and over $40 million on the table. Really doesn't mean he leaving Miami. Just means he's testing the free agent market to see what's out there. And I'm telling you what, you know, the Lakers would like to see LeBron team up with Melo in the purple and gold. Houston could actually come up with the new big three with Harden and Howard adding them to LeBron.
Wouldn't work.
They can actually keep their entire starting five.
Not enough balls.
And we know Chicago and the other one. You notice, Philly. Though, how the Melo talk kind of took a back seat once LeBron opted out.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like Beyonce always dropping her album every time Kelly's record is on time. I mean, I'm looking at it as the same. So, right. Yeah, but the King's Choice is not popular to everyone. Mario Chalmers took to Instagram and he posted this. Understand who's down for you and who's just down for the moment.
Whoa.
Well, that's because he's not getting re-signed.
He is a free agent. No, unlike last year in the postseason, he didn't really show up this year. So I don't know if that means that if that was pointed at LeBron or not. We really don't know. But it sounds like it. Just kind of
it could be
like
the Pat Riley.
All right, top NBA prospect Andrew Wiggins. Hanging with the wrong crowd already, spotted in the club the other night with Juicy J and others. Well, two people were stabbed that night.
Wait.
Wow.
And he was questioned by police.
What?
Now, they're saying he's not a suspect, but obviously he saw something, you know.
Witness.
And I hopefully this is an eye-opener for him that you have to keep a better crowd.
Yeah,
you know
what are
I mean?
You doing?
Be careful, don't get deported because he's Canadian.
One young man is in jail right now, $30,000 bond. For stealing a pair of Air Jordans.
Wow.
Kidding me?
$30,000.
$30,000.
Ain't worth it.